This show furnished by Adam Banning.
Hormone therapies for reducing menopausal symptoms may be effective, but they aren't without risk of serious adverse events. Estrovera from Metagenics offers a safe approach and the strongest natural choice for menopause relief for women at any stage of menopause. Estrovera features a novel botanical extract known as ERR731 that has demonstrated efficacy for hot flash relief comparable to low-dose hormone therapies. This unique extract has been safely recommended for relieving a wide range of menopausal symptoms since 1933 in Europe and is available in the U.S. by Metagenics. Estrovera works so well for so many women that there's even a money-back guarantee. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or nutritionist about Estrovera from Metagenics today. Or for more information, go to Metagenics.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's KABC's new kid in town, author, lecturer, and nutritional supplement guru, Adam Harmon. For the next hour, he'll be unleashing the power of natural medicine and conscious living. So listen up, America. It's the Adam Harmon Show.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is Adam Harmon. I'm your host. And we've got a great show today. As on this show, we do 1 week of functional medicine. The other week, we're talking about conscious living. In the conscious living excerpts, we're going to have a lot of magical and mystical things. And on today's show, we're going to be revealing true stories about angels, miracles, and guidance from deceased loved ones. This is going to be real interesting. Our guest today in the studio has a very special gift. Her name is Orena. When she was 10 years old, she started displaying profound psychic abilities. At the time, well, her great aunt, who was of Cherokee descent, basically told her that she could perceive beyond what the eyes can see. Growing up, she ignored her gift. But many years later, as an adult, she was guided to accept it and use it to help others. These days, as a professional psychic and channel, her clients regularly experience major breakthroughs and life-changing insights. Orena, it's my great pleasure to have you here on the show.
Well, thank you, Adam Harmon. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's nice to have good, talented folk around. And you know something? I personally have experienced some of your insights. And I will tell the audience, I was astounded. And there were some life-changing insights that you had given me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart towards yours.
Well, my pleasure. And as a channel, I humbly thank you because I'm literally just getting information that's going through me. I really don't know anything. You know? I'm just going by what I hear, see, feel, and then I just convey the message.
And so you know something, if you were truly an empty vessel, like they would just park you in the corner.
Yeah.
When stuff wasn't going through you, you'd just stand there with your eyes twinkling, you know?
Exactly.
A very, very smart and intelligent, insightful lady as well. You are.
Thank you.
What does it really mean to be an angelic channel?
Well, thank you. You know, I think that's a good question. First of all, my disclaimer is I'm not God. <You know? laughs> I don't know everything.
Hold on a second. If people are actually checking into YouTube and Facebook right now, they might think, well, if God looked as good as you,
thank you.
There you go. Good looking lady there.
You never know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I don't know everything, but I know that I seem to have this special gift to be able to know things from an incomprehensible state. Hmm. And it's a gift that came to me as a child. My great aunt, who was Cherokee Indian, my great grandfather was named Papoose, my great uncle was named Chief. And so this Cherokee Indian side of the family, they're very, there's a lot of prophesizing going on. Mm. And prophets have been around since, you know, the Bible and the Talmud since the beginning of time.
Right.
So I'm really nothing new, right?
But special in your own right. Come on.
Thank you very much. Right. Thank you. And so she told me when I was 10 years old that I had this gift like her. And it scared me for, you know, honestly, you know, I'm 10 years old. I just really want to be a normal kid and a normal person in the world. And, although what's normal, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And as I got older, I found that I started seeing things that maybe other people didn't see. As a matter of fact, I remember when my Aunt Alice had gotten sick, and she called me into the bedroom and she said, I want you to look at something. And I was about 16 years old, and she showed me these spots on her body. And immediately I knew that she was dying and that she was sick. And I, like, tears came to my eyes, and she looked at me and she said, you know, don't you?
Oh my.
And I said, yeah. And she asked me how much time I thought she had. And I told her maybe a year, and she said, nobody else in the family knows, but I'm going to tell them. And she died about a year later.
Oh my.
So, sometimes there's things that I see and I'm so excited to see them.
Yeah.
And other times there's things that I see that are really kind of difficult to see and convey. But what I've learned is to have integrity. I've learned that the angels come from love, and the more honest that I am, the more helpful I can be to others.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting. Once you start taking a look at your life as one part, one chapter in a book,
mm-hmm.
Then it takes away a little bit of the fear, a little bit of the pain, and
yeah.
And maybe you could take a slight glimpse into that angelic perspective, yeah.
A slight glimpse into the
angelic perspective.
Oh, wow. Well, I would love to, actually, because I personally consider myself a very kind person,
yeah.
A person who's not judgmental, a person who's very open-minded.
Right.
But wow,
yeah.
As a conduit, I have learned so much, and I have grown so much as a person because
mm-hmm.
of their capacity to love, because of their insight and the way that they see things. And it comes from pure love. I often say that sometimes they're like children, because there's a pureness and there's a profoundness to it. And there's a communication in a way that I wish that we humans could communicate, you know?
Yeah.
For example, there was a guy who came in his mid-30s. And I do the readings, by the way, with my eyes closed, and I usually hold the person's
so
hands.
So you don't do the readings while you're walking?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great,
although I can do it over the phone, but I could do it in person, eyes closed. And the angels were telling me that when he was younger, he wanted to be a girl. And I'm thinking to myself, I am not going to tell this guy this. You don't even know this person. And they're like, no, just tell them. Just tell him. It's okay. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
So I say it in the most gingerly, thoughtful way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear silence. And then I hear sniffles.
Aww.
And he says, you know, I haven't thought about that since I was a kid.
Oh, my.
And I said, well, the angels wanted me to tell you because they want you to know that you're going to revisit this and that it's okay.
Wow.
And that they love you.
Wow. That is powerful.
Yeah. And he just, you know, at that point, he went into such tears. I opened my eyes and got him tissues, you know.
Oh.
But it's so incredibly healing and loving. And I, you know, for example, I was raised Catholic, and so I have, you know, somewhat conservative perspective
right.
around things. But when I asked the angels one time for someone in a reading, I said, you know, this woman is married to this guy, but she's having relationships with all of these other men, and her uh-huh. husband thinks it's okay. They have a kid. What should I tell her? And they said, she's not getting the love that she needs from him, so she's trying to find it from another place. And it's important that they're together, because he actually really does love her, and she really does need his love.
Oh, my.
And I told the woman this, and she just started crying. And, you know, and it's so awakening, their world. The awareness and the love is like nothing I've ever experienced within myself or within any human being.
It's crazy.
It's on another level.
You know, it's almost like we as humans are looking at the world through a little pinhole, through a little
yeah.
straw.
Yeah.
And if we were to take that straw out of the way and take a look at this entire wide perspective of the angels or
yeah.
of people who had passed on,
yeah.
oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely.
Wow.
You know, I often, after readings with people, because as I'm sharing the information, they are receiving it and growing in their own enlightenment and awareness. And it's connecting so deeply with their own soul, because the truth is that everybody's soul has a knowingness,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
And so when I speak of the truth that I'm getting from the guides, from the angels, they know it better than I do. I tell them that all the time. Like, I don't know you people. Like, you know what I mean? I just met you like 2 seconds ago. So, you know, they know their story. So 9 times out of 10, they're like, no, I know. It's okay to say. Even if sometimes I have to say something like, so your mom, like, she's not the nicest person. They're like, it's okay. She's a complete brat. You could just go ahead and say it, you know.
Thank you for using the word brat.
Exactly. There might be children listening.
There we go. We want to make sure we take care of all of our rules and regulations here. Okay.
I'm cognizant and clairvoyant.
In about 2 minutes, we're going to be going to break, but I want to be able to hear from you. I mean, when you were growing up, how did you deal with being so different from your peers?
Well, you know, I kind of ignored it for a really long time. And I don't know if there's time now to talk about it, but I'd like to talk about one of the things that
we'll talk a little bit more after the break.
Okay.
But yeah, just tell me, you know, I mean, that must have been very, very hard because I know that you suppressed it a bit as you were growing up. But when you knew things, what did you do?
Yeah. Well, you know, as an empath as well, because you remember, I'm getting my messages by what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, and also what I'm feeling. So there was a lot of times growing up, I felt a tremendous amount of pain. Because I was feeling things that I was seeing that other people weren't even maybe connecting with, or other kids may not have even really thought through or known, you know?
Okay.
So in some ways, I think at times it felt a bit of a burden, and in some ways it still does. It's just that as an adult now, I'm able to be able to say, you know, I can sort of compartmentalize it.
Right.
I've often said that schizophrenics are similar to me. It's just that I have a filter and they don't.
There you go.
So I just have learned as an adult to navigate it and see it as the blessing that it is.
Oh my goodness. I really think it's wonderful, and I love to be able to speak with people with gifts like yours.
Aww.
And experience them. We're going to give the audience an opportunity to be able to contact you and tell you what you're doing. I know you have a book. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
You know, we're heading into a news break right now.
Okay.
Folks, really don't touch that dial. Like, don't touch that dial. We've got so much more coming up. We'll be heading back with more of Psychic and Angelic Channel. Arena. Love that music. Go.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my prisoner.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
So many gifts to get, so little time left to shop.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale to the rescue!
I know, they've got great specials and last-minute gifts.
Coats and jackets for all!
Fragrance sets, Fitbit watches.
Kitchen gifts for every cook!
Plus an extra 10 to 20% off with our Macy's Carter Savings Pass.
It's one big super weekend for all mankind!
Okay, that seems a little dramatic.
Yeah, I know.
The perfect gift brings people together. Shop for yours now at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Wendy's Double Stack is back in the 4 for $4 with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef, which means you can get the Double Stack, the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or the Crispy Chicken BLT, along with 4 nuggets, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $4. And it's only around for a limited time, so you better hurry and get to Wendy's today. That's a deal so good, it can't be beat. No, I said beat, not beep.
Sorry, man.
Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Canada.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Ooh. I love that music. That's just, that lifts me up. That makes me feel angelic. This is good. Oh, we got a lot of great people in our group here today in the studio. We've got Arena. She's a marvelous person. We also have Dovi Leroy, our wonderful, mystical and magical astrologer. We'll be hearing from her later on. We are back right now with professional psychic and angel channel Arena. Arena, thanks for staying with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, so much fun. So many good things that are coming through here. I often ask this question sometimes when I'm down in the dump, and I get there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of you folks out in the audience get there too. You know, can you tell me why angels want to help us at all?
Aw.
Well, you know, we do some crazy stuff on this planet.
We sure do.
Oh my goodness.
So the way that I understand it, and I'm just interpreting,
okay,
is that our souls make sort of a contractual agreement before we come onto the earth. And it's around the capacity to love, to learn about love.
Okay.
And so, for example, your soul before coming onto earth might say, I'm going to be able to love myself even though no one in my own family really loves me, you know, or I'm going to be able to have love for the entire world even when I'm feeling really down and really unhappy, you know. So our souls sort of make these plans, and it all sounds very exciting and very interesting. And then we get here on Earth and we come out screaming. Right.
Like, and why did you smack my butt?
Exactly. What was I thinking? Because,
you know,
this is really hard. This thing called life, this being on earth, this loving when somebody isn't showing us love, this loving when we're hurting, this loving when we're feeling down, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounded like a great idea when we were in, you know, the more ethereal world. But now that we're here and in the earthly world, it's a little bit scary. So our souls have a knowing this. Children get this really well, and children get it better than adults do because they haven't been here as long, so they haven't had all the time to forget like we have. So children know and understand a lot more about love naturally.
Right.
And so the angels want us to, the angels are basically souls, and they are souls that are sort of, if you can imagine, cheering us on. Like, remember you made that agreement before you got here? Like, yeah, like we want to help you get there.
Alrighty.
Even if you have to go through some challenges, and even if it's going to be tough sometimes, like, it's part of the journey, and we're not judging you, and we're not upset with you, and we're not worried about you, because we know that you're here to play this thing of, like, how to love, you know?
That's great.
So hopefully that answers your question.
Oh my goodness. You know, I mean, angels are great. They're wonderful. We see all these great pictures of them, and, like, we know about Archangel Michael. He's one of my favorites. But, you know, do people have other guides besides angels? Do other people give them information?
That's interesting. Thank you for asking that question. First, I want to say that I purely get messages by what I see, hear, and feel. I don't know anything about tarot cards, crystals, astrology, anything. I have the utmost respect for people who do, but with what I'm doing, it would probably be somewhat of a distraction.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. So when you talk about Archangel Michael, different angels, I actually don't really know about specific names of different angels and what they do. I literally just know that people ask questions, I close my eyes, and I see and hear and feel things. And it's literally that simple.
Wow.
And I know that everybody is connected to souls. And so sometimes people will ask me if, you know, their deceased grandparent is still watching over them because they're getting a vibration. And I'm like, absolutely, you know?
Yeah.
If you can imagine, it's sort of like we all have these antennas at the top of our heads, you know?
Alrighty.
And these antennas have like a telepathic connection with one another, not just souls that are here on the earth, but also souls that have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everyone stays highly in tune to this communication. I often joke around and I say, well, I just hear a lot because I stay by the phone, you know, like the Oracle in the Matrix,
you're by the phone. You're like the Verizon Wireless
of
oneness here, you know?
Yeah. So, but everybody has the capacity to get this communication and this information coming and going.
Uh-huh.
Some people, they get more messages maybe while they're asleep, you know. Other people may get it more when they're out in nature, you know. So I think it's different for everyone, but everyone absolutely gets it. I think some people, like myself, have it a little bit stronger, just in the way that, like, some people are born with higher skills in music and or higher skills in athleticism. But it doesn't mean that, you know, not everyone can play a note on a piano, you know.
There you go.
So,
you know, it's it's interesting. I just have to ask you a question here.
I
mean, people often worry about, you know, the evil eye or bad entities. I mean, do bad entities ever try to pose as guides or angels? And, you know, how do our listeners differentiate between bad and good as it relates to messages they're receiving?
Sure. That's so interesting because I don't know any of them. And I don't think my angels do either.
I don't think bad people can even see you. They're like, you're invisible to bad people.
I know, exactly. I can't see them. I know that I've had maybe one or two readings where the person was carrying like a dark energy, like a negative energy. One woman actually was explaining to me, she said that an entity had taken over her body, and I said, yes, it has. And I saw it.
Ouch.
And there's been a couple of situations where I kind of got in there to look, and I actually noticed where my angel started to feel a little bit like, we don't want to be here. Like, this is not our place. You know what I mean?
We're in a bad neighborhood.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I listened and backed away.
Uh-huh.
So I do think that there are those kind of spirits that exist that are quote unquote bad entities, negative. But remember, the angels also don't judge anybody, even the ones that we as human beings may call bad or wrong.
Yeah.
So they may kind of like not want to be around it,
mm-hmm.
but they've never said like, oh, that's a horrible being. That's a horrible entity. We don't like them, because really we're all just one big family.
Yes.
And as a family of souls, sometimes you got your good apples, sometimes you got your bad apples, but they're still your cousins, you know?
There we go. They're all apples. They're all apples. Let's make an apple pie.
Exactly.
I heard actually a very interesting concept from a Buddhist monk once as it related to good and evil.
Mm.
He said, don't give evil strength by calling it evil.
Yeah.
He said that I'd rather you think of it this way. I'd rather you think of good as being connected to the oneness. And if you were connected to the oneness, you'd never stab yourself.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You would never hurt yourself knowingly.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those who are out there who are detached from the oneness.
Mm.
And when you are detached from the oneness, you find yourself in a state in which you look at others around you, maybe in a jealous fashion, and in a fashion that is outside of you. It's easier to look at individuals who you are not connected to as possible threats.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of it that way, and I thought that was marvelous. I'm going to just feel all attached and be better that way.
Exactly.
I'm sure the angels, you know about that kind of energy.
Absolutely. Exactly. There's compassion for all. And sometimes there's more compassion for people who are hurting, feeling jealous, being passive aggressive, you know, all of that, because they recognize the pain that person must be in to not be able to express love at a high vibration.
Yeah.
And so, you know, someone asked me once about forgiveness, you know, and forgiving people who have hurt you. And what I said was that according to what the angel said, it's that we as human beings don't actually have the power to bestow forgiveness. Like, it's interesting. They explained it like, you know, it's like a human being saying to another human being, like, I now bestow upon you the forgiveness of life. You know what I mean? It's like, like that would be so egotistical. Like, who am I? You know what I mean? What we can do is we can come to a place of acceptance of others, making peace with others of what's happened. We can even pray and ask for higher spirit God to forgive that person.
Right.
But one of the reasons why people struggle for years and they're like, I just can't forgive my dad, or I just can't, is because you just can't forgive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally not in the capacity necessarily be that sanctified to be able to, you know, forgive others. And I just wanted to share a recent story, if you don't
Please,
mind.
Please, you're here for this reason.
Okay, thank you. No, because this one just really touches my heart. It was, I do a lot of medical intuitive work, by the way. I'm not a doctor. That's my disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
The angels have never told me, like, a specific name, but I've been able to look at people's bodies and see if they're pregnant, you know, endometriosis, all kinds of things. I help people.
Great.
So this gal reached out to me. She said the doctor had told her that she had acid reflux and that gave her a prescription for some pills. And in order, you know, to feel better, just give it a couple of days. But she contacted me and she said, you know, I'm just throwing up a lot and I don't feel well. And I thought, you know, maybe it's something you ate, but let me take a look, you know. So I take a look and I literally saw death for the first time.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, you have to go to a hospital now.
Wow.
And she was like, really? And I said, yes, if you cannot get a relative to take you. I will take you.
Wow.
And she's like, okay. So she gets to the hospital. You know, she contacts me. She goes, I'm not throwing up anymore. I'm actually feeling bad. I said, stay. Just trust me.
Oh.
The following morning, the hospital doctor confirms that she has inflammation of the pancreas.
Ooh.
Her numbers are at like, I mean, her numbers were at 6,000. Normal numbers supposed to be at 600.
Uh-huh.
They had to do gallbladder surgery the next day. And the doctor said, why did you take so much time to come in? You could have died that night.
Oh, my
And that's
goodness.
When she realized why I was upset, you know. But I share that story because it just happened a couple of weeks ago, but also because that's why I do this work, you know, because it's not necessarily like this fun thing. Like somebody might think like, oh, you're so cool, you know, whatever. It's a difficult scenario and I am not always right. Mm-hmm. I have an extremely high accuracy, but you have to remember, I am interpreting information. You know, and I don't get it in the way that like human beings speak. So one gal had asked me one time, was she going to get into school for her master's program? I looked and I saw, yes. She said, what school am I going to go to? And I'm looking and I said, well, the school looks like it could be USC, maybe Georgetown, because I just saw the building.
Right.
She's like, oh my God, I'm going to USC. I was like, no, that's not what I said. I'm just saying it looks like that. So literally.
She starts writing the check for the tuition,
exactly.
Sends it off. You
exactly.
know, trouble so, at the bank. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's crazy. So, yeah. 4 months later, she contacts me and she says, you know, I didn't get into Georgetown or whatever. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. Did you apply to other schools? And she said, yeah, USC. I'm like, that's it? She said, well, yeah. I was like, could you please apply to other schools? Like, what if I'm wrong? Like, this is insane. You have to start school in 2 months. So she contacts me back a few weeks later and she says, I got into USC. I'm like, great. Thank you. But please don't give me a heart attack. And then she's like, but I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. So I said, okay, well, there's this dark haired woman. You're supposed to go talk to her and the financial aid. She's going to help you with the money, etc. So she contacts me and she said, yeah, I met this woman. She had dark hair, everything like you said,
right.
But she can't help me because she's leaving the company and she won't be working there anymore. And I said, oh, that's weird. I guess I saw the wrong thing.
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, that's okay. I'm just glad to get in. She contacts me that night. She's like, oh my God, I just reread the email and I got $10,000. I was like, you're giving me a heart attack.
Sure.
So basically, like, I don't know everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tell people that all the time and I'm just doing my best. And those are just a couple of stories of how the
well,
angels
well, I am going to pick lottery tickets with you, girl.
No.
Folks, I want you to stay with us. After the short break, we'll be back again with more of Angelic Channel and Psychic Arena.
It's the hottest gift this holiday season. And whether Santa lugs it down the chimney, or you gift it to yourself, make sure to say,
Alexa, enable the KABC AM skill.
Okay.
For the gift that keeps on giving, 790 KABC.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Have you or someone you know been sexually harassed at work or school? There is a place to turn for confidential advice. Call the Sexual Harassment Hotline at the Jeannie Harrison Law Firm now at 213-805-5301. That's 213-805-5301.
Hi, I'm Lou Manfredini, host of House Smarts Radio, now airing Saturday mornings live from 8 to 9 right here on KABC. My goal is to help you each week with any questions you might have around your home. All you have to do is call right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
790 KABC News Update, I'm Steve Cumming. If you're still headed to the airport this weekend, get there early. More than a quarter of a million passengers are expected to trudge through LAX today alone on what airport officials call the busiest day of the holiday season. Hollywood Burbank Airport and Orange County's John Wayne Airport were also expecting a large volume of travelers. They advise passengers to arrive at least 90 minutes before the departures. Christmas Eve will be marked by masses across the area tomorrow. Downtown L.A. will be the site of two big events, the English and Spanish masses at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels from 4 to 9 p.m., and a multicultural music festival at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion from 3 to 6 p.m. Admission and parking are free for the music festival. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy through Christmas Day with lows tonight in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Ooh, we are back. And you're listening to Adam Harmon on KABC Talk Radio 790 AM. Yep, and we're back here again with a professional psychic and angelic channel, Orina. And we got a lot more questions for you, girl. We got a lot more questions for you.
Thank you.
And you've just been so good as giving these great stories. I want to get by a campfire with you and just listen to stories.
It's quite lovely, isn't it? And oftentimes after readings, I'm in tears, you know, as well. Like, I feel like I'm becoming like the Oprah of readings or something.
Uh-oh.
Where like people would go on her show and then they would all cry and she would cry. Like, I feel like that sometimes. But as an empath, I am experiencing what people are going through.
Yes.
You know, as mentioned, there was a woman a while back who, her and her boyfriend contacted me because their cat was very sick. And the cat...
Are you a cat psychic too?
Well, apparently this works with pets too. I don't know.
Okay, here we go.
Pets have souls, what can I say?
You know?
And so she said the doctor told her to put the pet, you know, time to put the cat down, but they didn't want to, and could I look at it?
Yeah.
So I looked at it, I was like, yeah, you know, it's really sick. I don't think that there's anything I could say or do, but what I'm getting is this message of giving the cat milk because there's something wrong with the cat's bones and it will help. So the woman was like, okay, we've never given the cat milk, but we'll give it a try. Thank you. She contacts me 3 months later. She said, you were right. The milk really helped. Our cat wasn't acting sick anymore, was happy, and just unfortunately though died, but died naturally, and we're okay because we didn't have to put it down. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, you know, your loss, but I'm glad that it had the past few months in a pretty healthy state, you know? So she said, but can you talk to my cat now that has passed away? And I was like, okay, I'll try.
A cat medium now. This is great.
Exactly. So I put I see people oftentimes by the first, there's some connection between the first name and the soul.
Right.
I don't care about last name, birth date, nothing. But anyway.
Okay.
So, and I said to her, I said, you know, the cat is talking to this little girl and I feel like the cat's telling the little girl something about you. I said, just, I don't know what's happening, but there's some connection. And I, like, forgive me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the cat is telling this little girl to come to you guys, or you and your partner trying to have a kid.
Huh.
And she said yes, and she started crying, and
oh
she
goodness.
Said that just before the cat died, she told the cat, when you go to heaven, find a child for mommy and daddy.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
I just got chills on
so
that one.
Sweet.
Up and down the spine.
I know. So I'm so privy to hearing
Meow.
And feeling and seeing the most touching stories of humanness.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
You know, that's utterly amazing. I have a question though, and I think this is important because a lot of people have that question out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that people can develop, these abilities?
Yeah.
Or is it just the chosen few? I mean, what's going on there? I know that you've done some work in that area, so I want to hear your insights.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's a really good question. And I guess it gives me an opportunity to also make mention of my book, How to Tap Into Your Intuition. It's just a little guidebook.
Hold on a second. Say the other one.
How to Tap Into Your Intuition by Aurana, A-U-R-A-N-A.
Okay. And where's that available?
On Amazon.
On Amazon.com.
Yeah. And I can also be reached because it's not so easy to reach me because I try to actually stay off of the regular phone because I'm trying to. So
grid.
I can stay in tune to the other phone. Exactly.
Ah, there we go.
But I have an Instagram and a Facebook that is also A-U-R-A-N-A, the number 4 and the letter U, Arena for you, Instagram and Facebook.
I think everybody wants Arena for themselves.
Oh, thank you so much. So getting back to the book, the acronym LIVE, L-I-V-E, How to Live is a subtitle, L for listen, I for integrity, V for vibration, and E for enlightenment. So when you ask me how can people develop it, I do think, like I said, some people probably have it a little bit more naturally, maybe genetic, you know, however that may be. But how to live is how you can develop it more. So number one, listen. You got to listen, right?
What'd you say?
Listen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You're good at that.
Aww.
And by listening, I mean taking time to really sit in silence, you know. We get a lot of negative chatter from, you know, music or television or just maybe from internal chatter. And to just quiet the mind to be able to listen, that's the first key. Secondly, to have integrity. You know, that's so important. I feel like so often people forget about that. And they think that, you know, because maybe they're meditating or they're going to yoga, that they're spiritual, you know, but literally having integrity is like, do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
You know, be true to yourself, you know, live with honesty. If you want to develop your intuition and your connection with your angels, like, don't be trying to con people, right?
Those two don't mix.
They don't mix so well. Aww. Exactly. We're into the live, L-I, V for vibration. You want to maintain a high vibration.
Okay.
And what I mean by high vibration is, you know, when you're feeling good, when you're in a state of gratitude, when you are happy for others, when you're in a place of like jealousy, putting others down, things like that. People like that come to me. They're like, I want to tap into my angels. And I'm like, well, the angels are up here and you're over there. So first of all, we got to get you up there.
We got to
raise the vibration.
They can't even hear you. What's going on?
Exactly. We got to put you guys on the same elevator floor. So, and then live is, in enlightenment. So enlightenment is about, it's like that state of bliss. You know, it's being in that place, that consciousness of, you know, of goodness and of love and of peace and tranquility, you know. So I kind of break it down in my guidebook, which is also now available at $4.99 for a limited time for the Adam Harmon Show listeners.
Wow. Hold on a second. How do they take advantage of that? Is this on Amazon?
It's on Amazon.com. If you just type in how to tap into your intuition by Aurana, A-U-R-A-N-A.
Right.
It's a little guidebook. It's not a big deal, everybody.
No, I saw the guidebook, and it was very succinct, but it gets the point across. I think it'll be very powerful for our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, someone mentioned that it reminds them a little bit of The Four Agreements, which is actually one of my favorite books.
There we go.
But it just kind of comes out very simply, and it's like it helps people on the step-by-step to be able to enhance their intuitive self. Is it easy to do this on the day-to-day? No, but like anything else in life, you practice it, you make it a spiritual practice, and it becomes more natural.
That's great. That's great. Hey, you know something? You're also working on so many different projects to like help the community, help the world, help California. What else are you doing right now? What are you working on now?
Yeah, no, thank you. Well, I do monthly peace circles at the Mystic Journey Gallery.
You do it in the middle of like war settings or something?
I know, exactly. Yeah. We need it, right?
Yeah.
I do readings at the Mystic Journey Bookstore.
Uh-huh.
And I do...
Where is the Mystic Journey Bookstore?
Mystic Journey Bookstore on Abbot Kinney in Venice.
I think is that like 1624 Abbot Kinney Boulevard?
Sounds good enough.
There we go. we're actually having on Jeff Siegel, the owner, talking about the business of spirituality in one of the coming shows. So.
Well, yeah, he's really great. And I have a story, if there's time to share.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me the story.
So when I started working there, I went in for the interview because a friend said, you're so good at readings, you should go there and try to get a job there. I walked in the door.
And they have amongst the best readers.
The best readers.
The best readers in all of Los
Angeles. And the angel said, you're going to be working here. You're going to be working here really soon, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to change your life. And I was like, okay. But the manager said that there weren't any openings. Could be a few months, could be a few years, but send your information to the owner, Jeff Siegel.
Right.
So I send my information to him. He said, you know, you sound lovely, but there's just no openings. Could be a few months, could be a few years, you know, we'll keep you on file kind of a thing. Went back, told my friend this, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry because you would have been great there. And I said, well, apparently I'm going to be, and I'm going to be very soon. 3 weeks later, he calls and he says, this never happens. We have three openings. Can you come in this week for an interview? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I've tried to kind of like talk myself out of the interview, but I end up basically doing a reading for him, and he kind of comes to tears slightly, and he says, have you seen my website? And I said, I didn't even know you had a website.
Oh my.
He's like, you're hired. And so it's been very busy ever since then. So that's kind of my Jeff story. But back to the fun things, Peace Circles, the last Wednesday of every month at Mystic Journey Gallery, the last Wednesday night at 7:30.
That's Mystic Journey Gallery is actually at 1702 Lincoln Boulevard.
Yes.
In Venice.
Right, exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. And And peace circles are based on Native American Indian tradition. You come together in a circle, you share, and you listen from the heart. I'm the peacemaker facilitator. I pass around a peace symbol. It is phenomenally inexplicable. I don't even know how to explain the healing that takes place.
Can I try? Because I went to
two
of them.
Sure, because you've attended.
I've attended
two. Yeah.
Literally amazing in regards to its ability to catalyze change in people, mm-hmm. to be able to really work in ways so people release things. Mm-hmm. I've seen people walk out of there crying, laughing, coming up with new ideas. It literally is an amazing opportunity for breakthrough, and I highly recommend to people coming to that. When is that again?
Yeah, okay, so the next one's coming up 12/27, December 27th, Wednesday night, but it's always the last Wednesday.
Beautiful.
I've got a relationship workshop coming up January 7th, and that's, I'm going to talk to everybody about what the angels have to say about love.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in love, wanting love, had some issues with love, come to it, because I think it'll really help that perspective. And also, I have a retreat coming up in February, and it's called the Inner Peace Retreat, and it's going to be in the Pacific Palisades. Yoga, hiking, meditation,
limited space,
but I'm really excited about that as well.
You know something? These are all amazing events. I know your work is of such great high integrity.
Thank you.
I highly recommend all of our listeners to really take advantage of this, and they can contact you by, once again,
Arena for You, A-U-R-A-N-A, the number four, the letter U. That's a website. That's an Instagram. That's a Facebook.
You make sure you
get the best way I know how to
get on that computing machine. Get on your iPhone. Make this happen. Arena, thank you so much for coming into the studio and being our guest today on the Adam Harmon Show.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
But there's so little time.
Yeah, I know. We could talk all day.
So little time. There are so many unanswered questions we weren't able to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have you back on the show again?
I would love it.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Arena. Listen to that. Oh my God. That's the audience behind the studio.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
It sounds like rain.
Wow. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have a magical and mystical guest here on The Adam Harmon Show.
Attention, small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Season's greetings from me, Attorney James Bergener. If you've been hurt in an accident, my team and I are here to make your holiday season easier. Don't hesitate to call. Let us take care of the headaches while you focus on more important things. Our number one priority is your health and happiness. When you call my office, you get the peace of mind of knowing that you have the best representation fighting to win on your behalf. So whether you're hurt by a car, a dog, or even a Red Ryder BB gun, don't put it off until the new year. Call 800-881-2021 or go to sweetjames.com.
Holiday cookies, who doesn't love them? But all that baking can be havoc on your pipes. Luckily, the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911 are on call 24/7, even on holidays. Licensed and insured, SoCal Plumbers 911 can handle any job. So go ahead, bake with confidence. SoCal Plumbers 911 has your holidays covered. Call SoCal Plumbers 911 and save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com. That's SoCalPlumbers911.com.
Previously on
The Drive Home.
There's a homeless guy that lives at my off-ramp. Really good-looking guy. I mean, every time I see him, I'm like, is it awkward that I'm attracted to him? I mean, he's just...
probably raped 45 people in Utah.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen him for about a year, and finally I had the nerve to ask him, are you single? What's up? He said, yeah, you know, not a lot of time to pick up the ladies here on the corner.
Well, you'll do that, but you won't do Bumble.
The Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hormone therapies for reducing menopausal symptoms may be effective, but they aren't without risk of serious adverse events. Estrovera from Metagenics offers a safe approach and the strongest natural choice for menopause relief for women at any stage of menopause. Estrovera features a novel botanical extract known as ERR731 that has demonstrated efficacy for hot flash relief comparable to low-dose hormone therapies. This unique extract has been safely recommended for relieving a wide range of menopausal symptoms since 1933 in Europe and is available in the U.S. by Metagenics. Estrovera works so well for so many women that there's even a money-back guarantee. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or nutritionist about Estrovera from Metagenics today. Or for more information, go to Metagenics.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ooh, we are back, and you're listening to Adam Harmon at The Adam Harmon Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM. KABC. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Wayman, are you there?
I am here.
Wayman, is it that time again?
I think it's that time now.
Oh, ho. Well, then it's time for
the fabulous Dovey Leroy,
cosmic astrologer.
Oh, I'm feeling so cosmic today.
Yes.
Are you feeling cosmic too? I've got questions for you, young lady.
I am ready for
that. I've got questions for you right now. We're going to send
it.
You to the Flynn principal's office. Yeah. Okay, here we go. You know, you had mentioned that you need some time to recap what's going on with Mercury retrograde. What's happening? That's still around?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What's up?
Mercury retrograde lasts for at least 3 weeks, and it is the most phenomenal energy for change. But this retrograde, it does end on the 23rd. And that is when Mercury goes direct. And this retrograde helped us wrap up the loose ends, brought closure to the year, and allows us to clear through any mental clutter that we've been walking around with.
I could use that.
Any nagging thoughts from the past are given opportunity to be released.
I just heard clutter. I was like, is that going to help my desk? I mean,
it might.
Okay, cool.
Yes. The retrograde reflected the past year and resolved any issues we've been dealing with.
Wow. Well,
yes.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Mercury is going to go direct, but there's this thing called the Mercury shadow you were talking about.
Yes.
The shadow knows.
It's still there.
It's haunting
you. It's
there. Please, no. I got enough to deal with, young lady.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
But this...
What is this?
So the shadow period starts on the 23rd,
okay,
and it ends in January.
All right.
And this is what influences Mercury, and it'll make whatever influences happened known during that retrograde.
You'll be known.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And it's really important to realize what changes or losses did Mercury retrograde prompt for you.
Okay.
Yes.
So over the past, let's say, 3 weeks, what changes did it prompt for us?
Yes. And okay, this is not the time to lie to yourself, because the illumination of truth is very high, mm-hmm, especially after that supermoon we had during the retrograde.
Ah.
So everything is coming to the surface. You can't sweep it under the rug right now. And it's definitely a time that...
I will not pull out my broom on this one.
Do
no
not.
Sweeping. That is not allowed. Hey, so what's going on with this, you had mentioned winter solstice and the galactic center.
Yes.
I feel like I should do a Darth Vader. The galactic center will get you. You are my son, Luke.
Where all the cosmos are.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the galactic center is going to be around the same time as the winter solstice.
Oh.
And it also is going to align with Saturn, which that happens random times.
Oh.
Like after years and years of those opportunities.
What does this all mean to us, though?
This is going to be, we're going to be in completing energy times, and the Galactic Center is being involved, will bring spiritual guidance,
yeah,
and allows you to not be alone during these times of the retrograde.
Ooh, spiritual guidance,
yes,
sort
yes.
of like angels.
Exactly. Almost
we have
like
Irena
we
still,
were
in,
talking
still
about.
In the studio here. We got our inside
yes,
angel here.
Yes.
Okay.
And with Mercury, the Galactic Center, and Saturn conjunct, it has heightened your senses, and our psychic awareness is
very enhanced right now.
Ooh.
And I don't know about you, but this definitely brought my dream state to be very active.
Really?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Dreams are all over.
Hold
on
a second here.
Psychic downloads.
We have lots of rules and regulations, so there's certain parts of your dreams we're going to have to bleep out. Okay? Just to give you a little forewarning here, young lady.
I know. Aww. And this energy will be about 5 days after this conjunction.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be happening until probably around Christmas time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got a lot going on here. So can you be a little bit of insight, a wrap up as to what people should be doing with these upcoming celestial events?
The best advice I can give is use your communicative, active listening skills to truly hear the guides' whispers and truly be ready and willing to take conscious action.
You heard it, folks. I want you all folks out there to be listening, especially to the Adam Harmon Show, but listening to your guides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can people contact you and get more of your wisdom, maybe get a natal chart? I know that you do great work with people.
Yes, you can contact me through DoveyLeroyAstrology.com.
That's D-O-V-I-E, not Y, but D-O-V-I-E, not Y, D-O-V-I-E, Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, Astrology, you know how to spell that, right?
Mm-hmm.
.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, we're heading into the last part of our show here, and this is called the Be the Change moment. A wise man once said, I don't know, it was Buddha or somebody else like that. I'm sorry for not getting this right. But he once said, if you want change in the world, you got to be the change first. So that's what this is all based on. You know, sometimes we just need a little bit of help with challenges on our day-to-day lives. Getting a little bit of heavenly guidance, that's a good thing. We spoke about that today. But the real thing that we need to understand, it's often a matter of just asking for the help. You know, angels sit around all day, they're like Maytag repairman, and they're just waiting for you to ask. Sometimes you just gotta ask. And, you know, are you asking for help? Ask yourself that question. A lot of people think they're all alone out there. You know, we're taking the time, are we taking that time every single day to ask for the help, to set our intentions towards a positive outcome? Ask yourself these questions and think about them deeply, because they may be the keys to your success. Here's how I ask for help from my guides and angels. Cause, you know, I'm gonna tell of myself here. You know, usually I just interview people, but I'm gonna share a bit here. I wake up in the morning, and, while sitting on my bed, I put my 2 feet flat on the ground, and I close my eyes and ask for guidance throughout the day. I also thank the universe, God, whoever you want to call it, whatever your beliefs are, for all the great blessings that I have in my life. Having gratitude seems to sort of lift up the volume on my requests to angels and guides. I also know that my angels sometimes know better what's good for me than I do. So sometimes I just ask for the most beautiful, abundant, and joyous day that they can come up with. And my goodness, there's been a lot of great miracles that have happened to me. One of them is being on the show, and I got to thank a lot of people. Cal, thank you. Alrighty. So now, when it comes to your earthly resources, this is important too, for you to ask for health. The first step is to identify the list of people you know that have the wisdom and or connections to help you on your path to success and enlightenment. Don't prejudge if they'll help you or not. That's not your position. You got to know something really interesting is that many people out there just really want to help and be mentors and guides to the people they know and love. Give them that opportunity to help. It feels good to help. Give them that chance to be part of the game. It makes them feel important and useful. Just need to ask. You just need to ask. People don't know you need help unless you ask them, right? That makes a lot of sense, right? What's the worst thing that can happen when you ask? Is hearing the word no once or twice really gonna keep you from getting your dreams in life? If you had a problem asking because you didn't like the word no, or you had problems with being rejected, I've got a great story for you. And this happened to me personally. I decided I was going to go down to Melrose Street, you know, where all these stores were and all these great clothes were. But I looked at the clothes and I said, you know something? These clothes are so darn expensive. I looked at a suit, it was $1,000. And I said, I don't know if I can do this. And I got this idea. So I walked down to each one of the stores, and I went into the smaller stores where I knew that the person I was going to talk to was going to be the owner or somebody who had some decision-making ability. And I walked into 10 different stores, and I offered them 50% of what was listed on the label. And they all turned me down. I said, I'll be back. By the end of the day, I came back just before their doors closed and I said, hey, I'm still offering it. And you know something? 3 out of the 10 said yes. And I got myself approximately $4,000 worth of clothes for less than $2,000. I had my whole wardrobe. But that's because I asked. Folks, when it comes down to it, asking is so important in this world. And I want you to be able to understand one thing. You are never going to get anything in life unless you ask. Ask for help. Ask for an opportunity. Give it a shot out there. Okay? Remember, every time you hear another no, you are that much closer to getting an awesome yes. You are not alone on this earthly journey. Living the life of your dreams is often a collaboration. Don't be bashful. Ask others to help you when you need it. It's really, really great to be on this show, and I want to be able to thank everybody who's listening right now. This season of beauty and joy and all these holidays coming up, it's all about giving and getting. But please, don't forget to ask. Asking is important. Bottom line is, it's time for us to wrap up here at the show, at the Adam Harmon Show. Make sure you tune in next week at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Our subject will be natural ways to overcome infertility. This is a big subject because 1 in 4 couples right now are dealing with infertility issues. Our guest expert will be acupuncturist, herbologist, nutritionist, and my good friend, Meg Ricci, who's the founder of Mother's Path, an amazing way, an amazing path to get you from where you are right now, hoping and wanting to have a child, to having a child. If you or anyone you love is having problems conceiving a pregnancy or has lost a child to miscarriage, make sure you tune in next Saturday at 5 p.m. here at 790 a.m. KABC. Well, until next time, all of us here at the Adam Harmon Show would like to thank you for listening, and we hope you have a truly magical week.
This show furnished by Adam Banning.